What up? My name is Laquanda Nashe, and you have tuned in to the Selfish Chronicles. And this is not to be confused with selfish, because we don't do selfish over here. However, I'm real heavy on the self-care, and I encourage you to get you some. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for who's ever tuning in. This is my very first episode, and I want to explain what the difference is between selfish and selfish. So the meaning of selfish is lacking consideration for others, concerned mainly with one's own personal profit or pleasure. And so selfish is self-improvement, which causes you to do a lot of self-reflection to become a better version of yourself so that you can be a positive effect, not only for yourself, but with others. We often hear you cannot help others if you cannot help yourself. And so it is very, very, very important to draw that line in the sand and set those boundaries for yourself, as many people will not understand that are not on your path to self-improvement. And so one of the first things that is important for self-improvement is healing. Healing is key, right? And I am one that is guilty of this, of putting a Band-Aid on the wound and just continuing on with life, because in my life, my mentality is the show must go on. And so I never wanted to ever be looked at as a victim, or like, I don't want people to have that empathy for me, like, oh, it'll be okay. And I always wanted to represent myself as being strong, even in my weakest moments. And I know a lot of people do that because we don't want, I know speaking for myself, I don't want to give a person that much power to know that they have hurt me. And so we just, you know, okay, whatever, and we bury it down and we just keep on going with life. And a lot of times we don't deal with those wounds and those sores and those scars, and we don't treat them so that it can heal properly, and we develop this toxic mentality that we are subconsciously unaware of. And it blocks us from growth. It blocks us from reaching our full potential. One thing I want to encourage the most is allowing Jesus to come in and heal, because that's what he mainly did when he walked the earth. And he's still a healer today. And a lot of times we don't want to go through the process of healing because we always want to reach the end goal instead of going through the process. And when you think of a sore, an open wound, okay, let's just say you fall off a bike and you have this scar on your knee and it's open and it's bleeding. So the first thing we want to do is get it to stop bleeding. We want to treat the wound. And we put a Band-Aid on it, and then we just go back and we want to continue playing or doing whatever we're doing. And I'm thinking in the mindset of a kid right now. I don't know, but because a lot of times, and let's just go there, because a lot of wounds that we have, a lot of them started when we were a child. You know, we go through molestation and bullying and, you know, feeling rejected. Some people, everybody is not coming from a healthy home and have healthy people raising them. And so we become a product of our environment. And so hurt people, and then the cycle continues. So is how do we break that cycle? And when we're treating the wound and we put the Band-Aid on it, we must take the Band-Aid off and let the wound breathe so that it can dry up and the scab begins to form. Because God created us. He's so amazing that he created our body to know how to heal itself. That was deep. That was really, really deep. I like that. And so going back to self, when we focus and reflect on ourself and not so much as what's going on around us, we can focus on the things we need to focus to become better versions of ourselves. What led me here and how did I get to this point, right? I used to be in a relationship with a narcissist. I had been so hurt and so broken. And this, it wasn't just from the narcissist, but it was like, this is where the rubber met the road. And everything in my life from when I was a child, it was like I was fed up and I was tired of patching up the wounds and not dealing with them. I had got to a place of brokenness. And when I was with this narcissist, I was learning so much that I didn't realize that I was learning. I was learning when I didn't know I was. And this person had tore me down because I had already dealt with low self-esteem. And one thing with a narcissist, you don't want to give them any fuel on the fire. So when you call yourself like trying to be open and trying to just kind of be open with the person and wanting them to understand like why you've dealt with this. So I've shared like personal experience that transpired in my life with this person. And all this person did was harbor this information so they can use it to hurt me. And I started to realize I dealt with this person a total of 6 years, not consecutively. There was a breakup. I had broke up with this person because some stuff had happened. And then it was about maybe like a year to 2 years in between. And I got back with this person because I wasn't in the right place, because I'm going from relationship to relationship. And I'm going with the world's mentality of to get over somebody, go to another person, which that is the most toxic thing that you can do. That is not healthy at all. So now that I'm going through this process, I'm learning how to heal and how to walk single and be confident in that, and learning how to build a relationship with Christ and not trying to seek love in the wrong places, because people, like I said, hurt people, and we have a lot of people that's walking around in the world that are not healed. We're just functioning, just like you have a functioning alcoholic or a functioning drug addict. It's the same thing. You're walking around with all these traumas, and that's why we have so many mental breakdowns, and so many people are walking around with mental illness and they're not diagnosed because we're not self-reflecting and we're not trying to heal for real. And so after going through this last traumatizing experience in my life, this is where I was so broken, not just physically, but mentally and spiritually, I was drained. And the only way that I found myself out of this hole was Christ. And as I learned how to set boundaries with people and understand that when I was going through the most critical times in my life, the people that were supportive and were not supportive to my situation, it was revealed. And so the true colors were shown. And so when I seen that people were taking advantage of me as I was in this vulnerable state, God was showing me that these are the people that you need to cut off. And so I started to see the importance of the few people that I had in my life that were supportive, because people that are supportive to your health, to you leading a healthy life, they're going to be understanding. They're not going to take advantage of you in a vulnerable situation or when you're going through. People will come into your life and act like they're helping you. This is what I learned. And a lot of people carry a narcissistic spirit, which, going deep in study, when you study a narcissistic spirit, that's Satan himself. And that is people that are really walking into narcissism. Those are people that have accepted the fact that that's who they are, because narcissists are not willing to change, because they're always deflecting off of them and putting the attention onto you, even though they are the one who started the fire. And they're going to keep throwing things into the fire to make this a big old explosion, because they come to kill, steal, and destroy. So it is to break you down and to drain you of everything, who you are, all your good qualities, everything about you. They come to suck you dry. And when you have nothing left to give and they've taken everything, then they're gone. And then they treat you like a piece of trash, like you're nothing. And they go on to the next person. And this is their life. This is what they do. So I learned in that situation, it showed me how the enemy worked. And so if you're not going to come into my life and be supportive, especially when I'm going through something that is so significant when it comes to my livelihood, my children's livelihood, and you come in and you're being more of a burden, I have to draw that line in the sand and set the boundaries, and I have to isolate myself from these individuals. And so when Jesus walked the earth and he did all these healings and all these miracles, this is why they killed him. This is why they were upset, because Jesus was healing. He was having a positive effect on the world, and he was saving people from darkness, saving people from Satan's bondage. This was working as it should, and people were being influenced and being awakened to the truth. And so even just like, I believe it was when he rose Lazarus from the dead, I think that was like, okay, they was like, okay, enough is enough. And they was like, they literally said, we have to stop him. Otherwise, he's going to take our people. He's going to take our kingdom. They're going to leave us. We'll be nothing. When you think about how the world is, and when you think about your life, I want you to really think about your life and the people that are in it and what you have going on, and weigh out those pros and those cons. And are people more takers in your life, or are they being an asset or being supportive to your growth. Because a lot of people are going to come in your life to distract you. That's why the word says be equally yoked. And that's just not when it comes to marriage and relationships. It's relationships with people, period. Because you hear the saying, birds of a feather flock together. So if I'm around and I'm hanging around a bunch of drunks and I don't drink, if I keep hanging around them, eventually I'm gonna take a sip. And so when you're going through your healing journey, you have to set those boundaries and weed out those people in your life, because you are going to go down a path that people are not going to understand, especially when they're not on the path to self-improvement. Jesus came and he came to save us. What does that mean? It means so that we can be free from Satan's bondage. Being selfish, this is selfish stuff here. Because if I don't have myself at a place where I can be effective and influential in a positive way to help you come out of your situation, then what am I doing? I'm just blowing hot air and I'm wasting time. People want to be without becoming. And so going through that healing journey is going to take some time. There is a process. We have to process and accept that, you know what? I'm hurt. I am not healed. I have some toxic traits that I have picked up along the way, and I need to take a moment to be cleansed and be renewed. It is so important that we learn how to go through a healing journey. And if you are not healed from things, and we don't have an example, we really can't say what that looks like. And so people are afraid of the unknown. But when you walk by faith and not by sight, and you put your trust in Christ, because God is our creator. And so God created us, so he knows us better than we know ourselves. So why wouldn't I trust him? We trust people that we don't know. When we get on an airplane, we buy the ticket and we get on the flight. And we trust that that pilot is doing what he's supposed to do. We put all this trust into man and machine. And we can't put our trust in God, the creator of all. And so the word tells us to be renewed in our mind. And when we are renewed in our mind, we begin to see different and we begin to think different. Because when we allow the Lord to save us and heal us, and we start learning to build a relationship with Christ, because the word also tells us to seek ye the kingdom of God first. When we seek Christ, when I was broken and wounded and my back was against the wall and I didn't have two pennies to scratch and make fire, I had been broken from the inside out. When I looked in the mirror, I couldn't even identify who I was. I allowed my cares for what people think and what the world thinks and the world standards, I allowed that to lead me and guide me. And see, every choice, there's going to be an outcome, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And I had to realize that I have been making unhealthy choices. And these choices were affecting me. So I was so broken, How in the world could I mother my children? How could I be a sister? How could I be a daughter? How could I be a good worker? My mental had been so scrambled that the enemy thought he had won. The enemy thought he had me right where he wanted me to be. But in reality, God is always in control. Just like when they plotted to kill him and Judas betrayed him for the bag. Jesus had allowed this to happen. This was all a part of the plan. And so really he wasn't betraying it because he already knew he was going to do it. And so he allowed them to whip him and stone him and spit on him and beat him and hang him and kill. He allowed this to happen because he is in control. And so he allowed me to be broken so that he can rebuild me and reconstruct me into the woman that I am today. And is he done with me? Absolutely not. Because as long as I'm breathing on this earth, there is more growth. There is more kinks to be ironed out in me every day. I am a work in progress. Have I come ways? Yes, I've come a way. I have come a ways. And trust and believe, I am not the same. Every day I am allowing God to renew me. We have to be open to learning. And so he allowed me to get in this place. And the only way I was able to come out with my back against the wall was the light. That was the only way I was able to see my way out. Christ had came and I had an encounter with him that I never had before. Even though I grew up in a church, I went to church. I was a church goer and I was there faithfully every Sunday in the praise and worship team, praise dancing, doing all the works. But then when I left, I had another life. And the word tells us we can't serve two masters. So when I finally decided that I had had enough of what the world was doing to me, I decided, you know what? I don't have nothing to lose at this point because I done lost everything. But what is made that appears to be made for our bad is made for our good. Because in all of that that I was going through, all of the pain, all of the hurts, all of the situations, all of that, guess what it was doing? It was building character. It was building strength. And so as I began to allow the Lord to show me, because what better way to learn who we are is from the person, the very being that created us. How can I get to know my potential, my purpose, who I really am? It's tapping into the source of where I came from. And so that is what the enemy wants us not to realize. He doesn't want us to grasp this understanding, grasp this vision, and really see above the nonsense, above the shenanigans, above all of the distractions that's going on in the world. Because if you get to this place, then you have found the key to unlocking your full potential. And one thing that I've realized going through this healing journey that I've been on is do not minimize your potential to accommodate insecurities. And that's insecurities from yourself and from other people, because other people's fears will hold you back and your own fears will hold you back. So if we already got to worry about ourselves, we need to eliminate the other voices so that we can get a focus, a tunnel vision on ourselves. Because what the world does is make people that want to grow, that are kind at heart, and they want to make us feel like that we're being selfish by doing that. No, it's not. Because like I said in the beginning of this, we cannot help anyone if we cannot help ourselves first. When Harriet Tubman went back to free the slaves, guess what she had to do first? She had to walk that journey alone of freedom. And she had to take that journey and make that journey. And when she made it to freedom, she got herself together and she went back and back again and back again to free other people. And so the road to healing is gonna seem a little selfish to people. We have to learn how to tap into peace, get our joy back, our happiness back, become the true version of ourselves unapologetically. There's going to be some haters. There's going to be some doubters. The process and the journey, when Harriet went through that journey, do you think that journey was easy? Do you think that road was smooth? She had to go through some stuff. She had to hide along the way. She had to watch out for people that were going to try to stop her process. And so having that same mindset is self-ish, not selfish. Because when we can reach our full potential, we can be influential and go back and help people that are around us. We can be those examples. So I encourage you to tap into your healing and heal for real. Let's stop jumping into relationships and feel like we got to have somebody. If we are single, let's go through our singleness. Let's walk celibate. Let's find out who we are without distractions. Because the only relationship that matters at the end of the day is the relationship with Christ. And so I encourage you to challenge yourself to heal for real. And so I am done. That is all that I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in with me on my first episode. I am really excited about this new season in my life. And I am here, like I said, to bring positivity and to encourage. So you guys be blessed, stay encouraged, and until next time, peace.